So that was our last question, but before we go, I'd like to hand the mic over to our Director of Code and Planning, Wayne Marshall, who'd like to talk about zoning.
Very briefly, almost everything has been talked about tonight is you're not going to see anything happening tomorrow. Right now they're looking at the site to determine whether or not the site works, but there are some actions that the city's going to start to take to set the table for the potential of this project going forward. Right now, the zoning district for this area does not allow this property, this use. So the city, starting at its meeting on March 6th, is going to have the introduction of an ordinance amendment to create the opportunity for this project to potentially be an allowed use. The first reading of that ordinance amendment is likely going to come up at the March 20th meeting, and the second reading is likely going to come up at the April 17th meeting. At the March 20th and April 17th meeting, there will be public hearings where individuals will have an opportunity to come out and express whatever opinion you so choose to express, as well as to ask questions, as well as that we need to make some amendments to the future land use plan to consider allowing this potential opportunity. I want to separate what is being talked about here a lot this evening as far as the actual permitting process. There will not be any permit applications filed unless they find what they're looking for, or unless the city changes zoning. So that's a decision that the city council has got to be broaching during the months, particularly of March and April. Post that time, should the zoning change, should they find what they look at, they're then going to start the process with the DEP and the Corps of Engineers for the permits that they need, and then they'll be starting the process before the Belfast Planning Board for a site plan permit, a use permit, and a shoreland permit. I'll make one other comment about the zoning. If you may have looked at the map, 250 feet of the area within the Little River Reservoir is actually in the shoreland zone, and most of it's in the Resource Protection District of the shoreland zone. By a sheer quirk in the state subdivision, state shoreland law, aquaculture is allowed in Resource Protection. Therefore, it's not a question, is this use allowed within 250 feet of the reservoir under the shoreland zoning? It's only a question before our zoning ordinance. And it's one of the ones that we've talked about and looking about how to look at the area within 250 feet and why the city council works so hard and why the company works so hard with the council to and with the water district to try and ensure some of the area within 250 feet of the water was going to be preserved as much as possible for use of the trail. But I am making you aware this evening, and we'll be talking about it more in the next council meeting, that the city is actively going to start considering the zoning process within the next several weeks. And it's going to go on during the months of March and April. And there will be public hearings that will be advertised. Folks are welcome to come out, and they will be on the city website. Thank you much.
Thank you, everyone, for coming tonight. We appreciate your time here.